If you happen to go to a national conference of environmentalists or conservation-minded organizations, you probably wouldn't see a lot of black faces, or Latino, or Asian. Oh, sure, a few sprinkled here and there, but mostly it's white folks. But that's beginning to change. Jerome Ringo is the chair-elect of the National Wildlife Federation. He'll be the first African-American to head up a major environmental organization. He says times are changing.
We are seeing a reversal of the trend. We're not where we want to be with respect to minority involvement in conservation, but I can guarantee you we're not where we were. Years ago, when I got into the environmental movement, there were very, very few minorities involved.
Ringo is working to keep the trend reversed. Through the National Wildlife Federation's youth program, Earth Tomorrow, he's encouraging young African Americans and other minorities to learn about the environment and conservation. And a few young people are listening. Kenneth Anderson is a college student studying to be an ornithologist. He's something of a rare bird himself. He grew up in the city, in Detroit, where he says a lot of his friends and neighbors are not all that interested in nature and the environment.
Really, I mean, I could understand why people wouldn't, because, you know, throughout most of their life, they're kind of in this urban setting, away from this much wildlife or a certain thing like that. So they don't look at the environment as something of importance, because in a way, it's already been taken away or hidden from them. And so that's why you don't have a lot of people of color or minorities involved in environmental fields.
Being cut off from nature is only one obstacle. There are others. Kiana Miller is a high school student in Detroit. She says a lot of kids are worrying about more pressing problems.
People of color are in urban areas, and urban areas have like a lot of different problems, or say like financial issues, stuff like that. So environmental issues may not be number one on their priority list.
Kiana Miller and Kenneth Anderson are among a handful of young people of color who are at a meeting to hear from activists and people working in wildlife management about getting involved in environmental issues and getting jobs. Like a lot of the kids, many of the speakers at this meeting grew up in the city. For example, Monica Terrell says she didn't know anything about nature until someone took her on a camping trip when she was a kid. Now she's with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, working with state parks all over. She's at this meeting recruiting.
People of color and also women need to be made aware of career opportunities. When you look at different fields, you usually look at people that you know who are already in those fields. You may have a father who's a doctor, a friend who's an attorney, teachers, plumbers, what have you. But we don't have very many people of color and women who are already in those fields. And so that's why it's so important for us to go out to recruit, select, hire these folks, mentor them, make sure they have a comfortable, successful experience in natural resource management fields.
Getting the message of environmental involvement doesn't stop at getting young people thinking about their options. The National Wildlife Federation's Jerome Ringo says it also means getting grown-ups, especially the poor and people of color, to get active in their community when there are environmental problems. He says he first got involved in environmental activism because he knew of chemical releases that were being emitted from a refinery, and some of those chemicals could cause health problems for the people who lived nearby, most of them low-income African Americans.
We have to readjust our priorities from just quality of life issues like where next month's rent's coming from, how do we feed our family. Environmental issues have to be within our top priorities, because as I tell the people in Cancer Alley, Louisiana, what good is next month's rent if you're dying of cancer? So we've got to be more involved in those quality of life issues and make environmental conservation issues one of those key issues in our lives.
Ringo says whether it's fighting pollution or a desire to preserve a little of the remaining wilderness, people of color need to take hold of environmental and conservation issues and make them their own. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.